House Labor and Commerce be come to order. It's 8:29 morning, February the 22nd. Committee members present, Representative Furness, Representative Ringstad, Representative Winkler, and Representative Copeland
just stepped out.
First bill that we're going to deal with today is House Bill 283. It's a bill that would create the Alaska Life and Disability Insurance Guarantee Association. It's kind of a lengthy bill. It was heard in committee on Thursday, February the 9th. At that time, Mr. Ken Moore, Director of the Division of Insurance, gave an in-depth analysis of this legislation. After hearing testimony from Mr. Moore, the bill was held over for future consideration, and specifically, members of this committee had requested that time to contact people within their area related to the insurance industry for input on the bill. The response from those in the insurance field, to my knowledge, have all been positive, and therefore it's my intention today to move this to the next committee. I noticed that we have Mr. Ken Moore has signed the witness list, so if he would care to come forward.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. I'm Kenneth Moore, Director of the Division of Insurance. And since I did give quite a lengthy dissertation on the 9th of February, I'm here to answer any questions that the committee might have this morning.
Good for motion.
Any questions? I'd like to note that Representative Copeland has re-arrived. Representative Copeland, we're dealing with House Bill 283, and Mr. Moore is here just to answer questions. If you recall, we had had a lengthy hearing back
on the 9th. What? Chairman was ready for a motion.
I don't know if that's a question for him or
I don't really know.
What's the pleasure of the
Mr. Chairman, I move that. Go ahead, you got a question?
No, not a question.
I move that we pass a committee substitute for House Bill Number 283, Labor and Commerce Subcommittee, through the next committee referral.
First, that we should, I guess, adopt the committee substitute.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, then I move adoption of the committee substitute for House Bill Number 283, Labor and Commerce. I ask for unanimous consent.
Is there objection?
Mr. Chairman, just one brief comment. I just like to state on the record that I appreciate the courtesy of the chairman in holding this over so we could contact some of the members in the insurance industry throughout the state. And I contacted a number of them, and they all were pleased with the courtesy of being contacted and were in support of the bill. Thank you.
We all apologize, Mr. Chairman. A good representative has been out of the chairman's chair for so long, he kind of forgets the procedures sometimes. We had to bring him up today.
Appreciate your educational.
We must talk about easy today. Are you ready, Representative Pippi?
I didn't raise a reason objection.
If it's all right, I will offer a motion at this time, Mr. Chairman. The committee pass a committee substitute for House Bill Number 283, Labor and Commerce, from committee to the next committee referral. Ask for individual recommendations and ask unanimous consent for all of that.
Any objection? So much. The next bill that we'll deal with is House Bill 569. It's another bill which has come before this committee before. It's designed to upgrade statutes covering cemetery associations and nonprofit cemetery corporations. Current statutes were modeled after the Oregon laws and were put into place about 25 years ago. During the hearing on House Bill 569 on February the 14th, amendments to the original bill were suggested. Those amendments have been incorporated in a committee substitute, and that bill is before us now for consideration. I note that the sponsor of the bill is present.
Mr. Chairman, you want to adopt the committee substitute?
Yes.
I would so move, Mr. Chairman, that we adopt committee substitute for House Bill Number 569, Labor and Commerce.
Any objection?
This is the one we had the teleconference seance on, isn't it?
Seance.
We do have Connie Sipes, I think, has signed up to testify. Connie?
Chairman, I'm further willing to answer your questions. I don't actually need to present any testimony to me unless anyone here has a question. I happen to be in Juneau, so I thought I'd attend.
Thank you. Representative Phillips, did you have?
Chair, sure, I have nothing to add, but I have what Rob suggested.
Thank you. We incorporated the some of the suggestions, or maybe can you you want to tell us?
Well, Connie would be much more familiar with
that. Yes, Connie.
Okay, I think I can do that easily. Most of the amendments really start at the end of page 4, which at section 13, starting at line 26. Adds a definition to AS 4555-61, and that is the definition section of the State Consumer Protection Act. So that cemetery lot, page 4, line 26, so that cemetery lot, as defined in this chapter about cemetery associations, will be the same definition for cemetery lot in the Consumer Protection Act in that portion dealing with advance needs funeral sales, so that the two would not be inconsistent and will allow people to advance sell mausoleum and crypts and whatever columbariums are. I want to see one someday.
I think if you get them under your fingernails, they're hard to get out.
I've learned a lot about cemeteries in the last few years. There's now little receptacles you can buy to put ashes in called, and they refer to the ashes as the cremains.
Yeah.
Learning a lot about cemeteries I didn't want to know, I think. Page 5 on the Act is also a new section suggested by the attorney, Brent Wadsworth, who represented the Anglican. I agreed with him that I thought this was quite necessary. It basically says that this Act is going to apply to all the assets and funds that these associations currently hold, even though the Act just becomes effective today. Otherwise, they would end up with one trust fund from the last 25 years, and then it had certain old laws applying to it, and a new trust fund for the next 5 years, and then maybe there'd be another change. It would make it very difficult for them. Of course, then I think Mr. Asper, or whoever drafted this bill, someone who drafted this bill, Legislative Affairs, answered, added a wise last sentence, which says, though, that changing this Act does not impair or in any way undercut any obligation that the Cemetery Association previously took on under a contract. So they can't get out of their contract for perpetual care if the person's already buried there or who've already purchased contracts for future use. And that was a wise addition to the language. Do any of the committee members have any questions about these additions? I think that they're wise. Is there a change in title, Randy? Excuse me, Representative Phillips. Let's see.
Title two. Not drop center.
You're right.
Yeah.
The word nonprofit was added in the title. I overlooked that.
Are there any questions or comments?
We're waiting. Oh, do you want a motion, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'd like to give my good friend, Mr. Winter, the pleasure of providing this motion.
We certainly look to that side of the table for the fine leadership that this committee has provided.
I'll move that we pass out CS 569. After unanimous consent and individual recommendations.
Any objections? So moved.
Did
we? We should object. Let's go through the. So moved. There's no objection. Nothing more to come before the committee.
That's good.
Hey,
I might have heard about having legislation I can't object to.
I object.
Be careful, you might wind up with conflict interest.
Well, you're going to end up in one of those boxes.